there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eve, and if you're feeling that buzz for warmer nights, then you are in the absolute perfect place because today we're officially declaring it summer adventure season. Let's get into it. Are you ready for an exciting summer? We're talking real, we're talking raw, and we're definitely going to talk about all of the relevant, exciting ways to squeeze every single drop of magic out of these summer-drenched months. I'm so excited. Forget about FOMO. We're creating JOMO. The joy of missing out because you're too busy doing awesome stuff. From the city skyline views to serene stretches and unleashing your inner artist, we're diving into making this a very exciting summer. So if you've been thinking about some really incredible ideas of how to spend your summer and make it a magical one, I want to get into some things. So let's kick this summer party off with something truly iconic. Something that I love, a rooftop brunch. I love Eataly in the City and so many other brunch places with magical views of the city while you're brunching. There's nothing more summer-like in the city than sipping mimosas, digging into delicious egg minis, and soaking in that panoramic skyline views, even mocktails. This isn't just a meal. It's an experience. It's about that fresh morning air, the buzz of the city waking up below you and feeling fabulous while you're brunching and dining. Whether you're catching up with your besties, having a romantic start to your day, or just treating yourself to some solo luxury, rooftop brunch in the city is a prime way to treat yourself. And that's something I love, love, love to get into for the summer. It's the perfect blend of just indulgence and a different urban way to explore the city. Seek out those hidden gems with incredible views. Check out places, like I said, Eataly. It's so beautiful, so gorgeous, and the views are incredible. There's also boutique cafes with patios, and remember, it's the city, it's the Big Apple, so you have to have reservations because these spots fill up pretty fast. This is where your summer memories begin, drenched in sunshine and really good vibes. Now, something else I like to do to kick it up a notch, especially when the weather is great, yoga at Bryant Park. Oh my goodness, that is incredible. It's definitely one of my summer adventures. It's something that I love to do, and it's a way to just feed your soul and stretch your body. So yoga at Bryant Park if you're in the city in New York, and if you're not, find a way to do some yoga in the park. It's so relaxing and very rejuvenating, especially here in the city. The bustling energy of Midtown Manhattan, the iconic New York Public Library, just towering over you, and you know, you're finding that zen in the heart of it all. Bryant Park offers incredible free yoga classes throughout the entire summer with really great instructors. I love it. It's my go-to every year. This is pure urban escape. You're surrounded by trees, the sounds of the city. It becomes a gentle hum, and you're moving your body, you're breathing deeply, and you're connecting with yourself. What's more incredible than that? It's a powerful reminder that peace isn't just found in remote retreats, but it can be cultivating right in the vibrant chaos of daily life in the city. So pack your mat on your commute, bring some water, and prepare to feel grounded and energized. It's so accessible, it's refreshing, and it's free, so it's not hurting the bank, and it's truly therapeutic. I love yoga. I love meditating. Namaste. I think we even had a podcast dedicated to meditation. So that is an incredible way to feel grounded, feel connected, and just get rejuvenated on their mat in Bryant Park. So check that out if you're ever in the city this summer. And also, another thing that I'm pretty excited about is to unleash my inner artist at a paint and sip art gallery. There's so many galleries here in the city, and it's great for your next adventure. So get creative with a little bit of bubbly. Some people have bring your own bottle, so that's neat. And we're talking about that paint and sip art galley experience. Like I said, there's so many in Manhattan. I want to check out the one in Harlem. It's so nice. So if you think you're not artistic or you can't even draw a stick figure, ditch that mindset right now. Paint and Sip is where it's at. And they have events not just in New York and in the city, but they have them all over. So find your local Paint and Sip. It's designed for everyone. You show up, you grab a brush, you grab a drink, wine, mocktails if you're not a big drinker. I love a good mocktail. So whatever your vibe is, and follow along with the instructor who guides you step by step on how to create your beautiful masterpiece. I love painting. I love art. And this is pure, and it's really just simply fun. It's about laughter, connection, and the sheer joy of creation. And like I said, you don't have to be an artist. You might be surprised by what you can do. And even if your painting isn't gallery worthy, the experience certainly is. It's a fantastic date night, a hilarious group activity, or a wonderfully mindful solo pursuit. Plus, you get to take home your own unique piece of art, a tangible memory of an exciting summer night. Like I said, I love painting. I have so many little neat things that I've painted around my home. So definitely paint and sip, wine, mocktails, whatever your vibe is. It doesn't have to be an alcoholic beverage, but treat yourself to a fun night out of painting, crafting your very exciting summer. Remember, summer is a very exciting time. So whatever your vibe is, whatever your summer crush is, whatever you're crushing on, do it, explore it, be an explorer this summer. Take advantage of that beautiful, warm weather, the comforts, the vibes, the energy. Wherever you're at, there's always something exciting to do. So let's talk about that. How can you make your summer more exciting and vibrant? Let's get real and raw and relevant about what's good. So be intentional, not just reactive. Don't wait for things to happen. Look up events, make plans, book those reservations. A little planning goes a very long way. And making sure your summer dreams become reality. So whether that's, like I said, brunching, yoga in the park, painting. They even have movie nights where they have these big theaters and you get to come out. They do that, the big projectors. So that's neat. Whatever it looks like for you, mix it up. Balance your social outings with your solo adventures. So you definitely want to be adventurous. Blend your high energy experiences with moments of peace, and this creates a well-rounded and deeply satisfying summer. Embrace the unexpected. That's so huge for me in the city. You can plan a pretty picnic, but you can't predict the weather. While planning is great, also leave room for being spontaneous. Say yes to last minute invitations. Explore new neighborhoods. I'm checking out Harlem this summer. I'm excited about that. Explore. And discover hidden gems in your area. You'll be surprised at what you find. Little small quaint places. Capture the moments. Take photos, but also take mental snapshots. Be present in the moment. Savor the taste, the sounds, the feels. Be fully in the moment. There are so many great memories that you'll truly, truly cherish. So prioritize your joy, your happiness, your mental well-being. This isn't about checking off a list. It's about feeling good. If something feels like an obligation, it's definitely okay to opt out. Your summer rules your joy. So always remember that. We all spend so much time in the hustle and bustle, focusing on our goals day in, day out. But the summer is the time to explore, be adventurous, enjoy yourself, take time to laugh, take time to be in the moment, be adventurous. Let live and love your life. This summer, step outside of your comfort zone. Chase that sunshine and fill your days with experiences that nourish your soul. Whether it's a gourmet brunch above the city, a peaceful downward dog in the park, Bryant Park, or a colorful canvas you've never thought you'd create, this is your time to shine bright, to live boldly, to be courageous. Get out there and make it the most exciting summer yet. I'm excited. I'm declaring it summer adventure season now. We're not waiting for summer to hit. So get your list ready and fill it with things that prioritize your joy, capture the moments, and just embrace the unexpected. Mix it up, spice it up, whatever you need to do to make your summer a super exciting summer adventure. You owe it to yourself. You've been so buckled down the winter season. I don't know about you, but I know I have. So this summer, I'm going to live it up, step outside of my comfort zone, and chase that sunshine. My days are going to be filled with joy, laughter, and things that nourish my soul in the city, outside of the city. A little summer adventure, a little summer vacay, whatever you need to do to enjoy life, enjoy your summer. Treat yourself, make it a priority to prioritize your mental health, your well-being, and be adventurous, be courageous, put yourself out there, and make it a summer worth exploring. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, make it an exciting, adventurous summer. Get outside of your comfort zone, explore new adventures, live a life that's full of joy, excitement, and adventure. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.